Begin the current daven. Sech the side of the tzvah. Begin the basic and tzvah master. Begin the zigara. Ekel mefer could ask. Wait a second. Mal mitzayra. What are you going to compare the mitzayra, which has certain unique halachas? Who said the same thing would apply over here? Which says this hasugya. Obviously, our sugya karavacha berid the davo. That you're learning out the side from the mitzayra. Daven that it says perak ma'pelos in the davo. Begin the alvek. Lir bishmok and bishmok. Kol gzeir shavash. Ain't mufne kolika. Even though the words themselves are not extra, the made in the meshiva you could learn, but you could ask in it. Which over here you're learning, even though these words clear on that extra, but we're asking at it. Now, the famous maskan, the olaf may be clear, according to the maskan, we learn that from a different source. You're right, then like teaching them, then it wouldn't be difficult to interview them that it says, in the main colic, that you cannot learn out. You're right, and we actually don't learn that from Kli, we learn that from somewhere else, which would be even according to those who hold that the words are not extra, you cannot learn out. Next is Master Bigman with the Gemara Mamayim. Well, just like water, like Nasim and Malacha, that no Malacha was done, so too the Kli has to be like that. Then it says the Mitzvah, you can say, wait a second, who said that no Malacha was done with the Mayim? Keep it in the Kiyah, and since the water's gotten, you bring it from the cistern, from the Kiyah in the base of Migdash, Mila Skin, aren't we talking about Shakin Shmenikvar, that the Kamer, that you sanctify their hands and feet inside of it, and they did, that's considered doing Malacha with it? If someone says, what you could say is no, a film kiddush ben, even if he was sanctified from them, shiyotzek min adad, that he poured from the spigot, shabai, lohiz malacha gemen atil, that's not a, that you didn't do any malacha with it. And the truth is even more than that, it's not very common to your dime. Also ben malacha, if you did malacha with it, ashar ben pita, you soaked your bread in it, psul in his pasal. Even so, it says over there, maim shenachtem and tab ben asagulskin, the water that the baker dips his loaves into, psul in their pasal. But what he washes his hands of is kosher. You see that even the washing of the hands is not considered as a malacha. Only wash the vessels and the waters from the baker. So therefore, that's not difficult. Just like water didn't change, which says Tim, it's a wonder. The Me'achad of Mekir, and like we said that the water is from the Kir. Mekir k'shem b'mikvah. The Kir water was kosher to take from mikvah waters. May mikvah sh'nishtanu in kosher. With mikvah waters that the color did change is kosher. So I'm saying that we know this water wasn't changed, so too the vessel didn't. Kedam sech mikvah is perig zayin. The maid seva in place na mikvah b'shin ma'achad. That colored waters don't invalidate a mikvah with change of colors. So you see that if it changed, it's not a psal. So who said the Kir waters for the site that didn't change? Another thing that my Rebbe wonders is, why is it that over here it says Mamayim Shal Nishtanu, that it's just like water doesn't change a peg based on the sex of the Zevlam base? Lemasti Kachi Gabi Bishul Abdikam Chum comes up with the Sugya Bishul Akam, that it's obvious from the Gemara over there that water could change. So Benira, it would seem that you're right. The Hachadam is Snachtam Amor. It's really a Snachtam like a Psul Duran. It's only a rabbinic Psul, because like we're saying that water could change, and over here that we're saying it doesn't. Is only an allusion to that meaning, because it's only rabbinic psul. It's not really learned out from a pasuk. There, the Gemara was always talking about regarding a pasuk, and regarding that, we have no source to show that that water doesn't change. Next, this master begin the words the Gemara this achmu. If it got black, the chazilim tachkimshin, they put it back into the furnace of ha'eshim. The fine, what's halacha would now become like new again and valid. Which says it's a wonder. Why is the Gemara asking over here this question, which essentially is the question, something was eligible, then it wasn't, and it came back to be eligible again. But the Gemara asked the same question, but Leishon doesn't answer it. So we already know that we have no answer. Why is it actually any different than what the Gemara in Zevachim says? If you had the Kohanic garments that were torn or dirty, and it does that way, the psul is invalid. Even so, in kibbutz tishtish v'gilosh, so you see that's nitche. But if you wash it from the filth, chazar techan, it goes back to be permitted again. How do we know that? Because the ma'aser b'raisa perikam asbeil b'kadosh, like Moabit ended up pichas malav says big dekuna in ois noisim ma'aser machin. You don't make it needlework on ma'aser, or rather you weave it. Now this galu, if it gets filthy, in mechatz nois, you don't wash it. Libin esav leibel, not with any detergent. Pachin dekuma asks, well, amai habemai mechatz, but you can wash it with water. On my body, he says no. What we're saying is like this: huku lemayim. If it's something that could be washed with water, the mechatz nois with this you can wash even with detergent. But amat, so we see that the mechatz nois you could wash it, but lemin the nitchu, you don't say it was rejected. That's my pirabi. The question. So. Why can't you bring a raya from over there that it is chayzev in there? Next, as master begin with gemara b'hasam over there, hadi mevshati, you can go and straighten it out again, and even so, you say it's going to be puzzle. Which Pesher Asherash explains. Wait a second, look, Tony Shnas ben Malachim. In fact, we don't say that it would be problematic because Malachim was done with it. Shemam Nabisam Malachim lekabu. We're not bothered that any work was done with it. Ashinikabu only bothered if it got changed. But cash the Rebbe, that's difficult to my teacher, but they said in the Gon Perek Emet Seicha. Rebbe Lezer, when he says, Eitz Eretz is a Be'ezer V'Shneit Talaz, remember the Torah that says that you have to do these things to Metzera, these ingredients. Ishloi Nasa Melacha, no Melacha was on them. Alma says, the Melacha Be'Selz, but the Melacha is invalid, and that's what Lezer Gufay, who we're talking about. So that seems to be a difficulty if Melacha is a problem or not.